Anyway, we continue now with the tafsir of Surah Al-An'am. Last week we were discussing verse 141, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Him creating gardens and where plants grew on trellises and those that didn't grow on trellises, the different types, etc., and how we should not be extravagant, and Allah does not like those who are extravagant. Now we move on to the next verse, 142. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, وَمِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ حَمُولَةً وَفَرْشًا. Of cattle, He created beasts of burden and those that are thrown to the ground. Meaning thrown to the ground for the purpose of slaughter. كُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Eat of the sustenance of Allah and do not follow the footsteps of Satan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. He is your clear enemy. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about two types of animals. وَمِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ, from cattle. And this is where the surah gets its name, Surah Al-An'am, because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks quite a bit about cattle. وَمِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ, of cattle, He created two types, حَمُولَةً وَفَرْشًا, those that are beasts of burden. Those animals, like donkeys and camels, that you use to put your loads on. You know, you either ride them yourself, so you're putting your weight on it, or you load your goods on those animals, and they are used for purposes of transport, for purposes of loading. حَمُولَة. And farsham, those that are thrown to the ground for the purpose of slaughter. That will be like sheep and goats. So when it comes to a sheep or a goat, you don't climb onto it and say, giddy up. No, but you would milk it and take benefit from it, or you would slaughter it and eat the meat. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is indicating that there are two types of animals, and you take different benefits from these two, from these different types of animals. And Allah then emphasizes that, كُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ. Eat of the sustenance of Allah. Eat of the sustenance of Allah. That which is halal for you to eat, eat without any hesitance. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. But do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Don't allow shaitan to now tell you to make those things haram which are not haram. We mentioned and we discussed this in the past. The polytheists used to say that this animal is haram, this animal is exclusive for the idol. A male amongst this group of animals can be eaten, a female cannot be eaten. All these things which has nothing to do with any instruction from Allah. So Allah says, that which is halal, that which Allah has not made haram for you, eat from it. And do not follow the footsteps of shaitan, either by making haram that which is halal, by making unlawful that which is lawful, or by using these animals in some act of polytheism and shirk. Don't let shaitan get the better of you. And the description that's given here is khutuwati shaitan, the footsteps of shaitan. Because shaitan does not take you astray, you know, in one go. He takes you astray gradually. Like when you follow someone's footsteps, it's a step-by-step procedure until you end up where that person ends up. So he gradually, step-by-step, takes you in the wrong direction until you end up where he ends up, and he's going to be in the fire of Jahannam. Allah protect. And once again, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala emphasizes the point, إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. He is your clear enemy. He is your clear enemy. The devil does not wish good for you. Do not follow that waswasa. Do not follow the whisperings of the devil. Do not succumb to the temptations of the devil. Do not succumb to the explanations and the attempts of the devil to try and make things seem logical, to try and create justifications for you in your mind. All of this is meant to harm you in this world as well as in the hereafter, because he is your enemy, not just an enemy, an open enemy. He has openly sworn animosity to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and his entire progeny up to the day of Qiyamah. So, on the one hand, you take him as an enemy, in a theoretical sense, you say, yes, yes, we believe that shaitan is our enemy. But in the practical sense, in terms of following his promptings, and in terms of succumbing to his temptations, and in terms of being indifferent to his machinations, not being on the guard, not being fearful of his tricks, in that regard, we don't treat him like an open enemy. We treat him like someone that we don't take seriously. And that is to our own detriment. We do so at our own peril. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala warns us that something like food, you know, we're not even talking about adultery and zina or interest or killing, you know, those kind of acts that are heinous and are commonly understood to be acts of crime and acts of wrongdoing. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying, in acts like this, food, which is halal, he takes you astray by making you think that you are doing something good. One is the devil leads you astray, but deep down you know what you're doing is wrong. You're committing zina, you're fornicating, you're stealing, and you're lying. Deep down you know it's wrong. Although you're also befriending him in the sense that you're listening to him, but deep down you know it's wrong. Worse than that is when he makes you think you are doing something religious, but in reality, you are bringing innovation into the deen. You are stepping into the realm of shirk and association of partners with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He is your enemy. He will try different tricks. With some people who are weak, he will just get them involved in straightforward evil. With those who are but firmer in faith, he will try and make them think they are doing good deeds. But in reality, he is misleading them and he has led them astray. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. 18 minutes to 8.